Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham right in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. Got the brand new forecast for you. But first, let's start off with the satellite and see. Definitely a pronounced eye in the center of the hurricane. Hurricane Zeta now 90 miles an hour. So further strengthening has occurred as expected and continuing to strengthen at this hour. So north 17 miles an hour, and that's a little different. Remember, we've been talking about that northwest movement, now making that turn towards the north as expected, and then we'll start seeing later today that moving back off to the northeast. 972 millibars. We are now 265 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River, and that's about 295 miles southwest of New Orleans. So if you look at that, we got two aircraft in here. See this large swath of moisture continuing. Watch these rain bands. We talk about this every hurricane. Some of these rain bands could produce heavy rainfall, tornadoes, severe weather, especially in that right front quadrant where you can see some of that severe weather occur. And that's not just around Louisiana, but that's also the Mississippi coast, the Alabama coast, and the Florida Panhandle as well. Let's look at that latest forecast. This is the brand new update for 7 o'clock Central. Large area of tropical storm force winds extending out about 150 miles out from the center at the greatest extent. So you think about, you know, continuing that forecast, you can see how wide of an area that could experience those tropical storm force winds. The hurricane force winds extending about 35 miles out from the center. So with time this afternoon and getting to the early evening hours around dinner time, this system is going to approach the coast of Louisiana. Hurricane force winds. So we have an area of a hurricane warning, southeast Louisiana, including Lake Pontchartrain. Also over to the Mississippi coast, tropical storm warning for the Alabama coast and portions of the Florida Panhandle. So a large swath of winds, not just on the coast, getting inland as well. Look how fast this is moving. So this is 1 o'clock this afternoon. This is 1 in the morning on Thursday. So if you think about this, by early tomorrow morning, the system will still be a tropical storm, but it'll be in Alabama. And one thing we've been talking about is the extent to those winds, the potential of getting those tropical storm force winds extend well into portions of Mississippi, central Alabama, and even into Georgia. Let's look at some of the other impacts. One of them is the storm surge. We talked about the significant impact associated with the winds, metro New Orleans, and even getting inland Mississippi coast, even Mobile. But look at the storm surge, dangerous, life-threatening storm surge in a lot of these areas. Start looking at the mouth of the Atchafalaya River over to Port Fouchon, 3 to 5 foot. Port Fouchon, all around Plaquemines Parish, Lafourche Parish, St. Bernard Parish, including Lake Bourne, 5 to 7 foot storm surge. Also, Lake Pontchartrain, 3 to 5. But the mouth of the Pearl River back over to Dauphin Island in Alabama, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. So that's on your beaches, your barrier islands. That gets into the Biloxi Back Bay, gets into your bays. Very dangerous situation. So please listen to those local officials. If they tell you to leave, you got to do that. And if you look over Dauphin Island back over to the Alabama-Florida border, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. And you also have the rainfall on top of this along the track. But not just that, you combine that with the front and you can see some heavy rain, 2 to 4 inches, even some areas 4 to 6 inches, well inland associated with this hurricane. So this is the latest information we have on Hurricane Zeta from right here at the National Hurricane Center.